Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report, global, world, international news headlines update with Rebecca De Unamuno.
A SWAT team of Sydneysiders has been deployed to Melbourne to help them adjust to living in a city where fun is banned. Under Stage 4 restrictions, Melburnians are confined to their houses and unable to go out at night, which makes living in Melbourne almost exactly like living in Sydney during normal times. A man that has always called kids too soft has had a tantrum about wearing a bit of cloth over his mouth. When asked for a comment, the man said that he was too busy as he had to go to the shops and pick up some cold and flu tablets for a nasty cough he'd picked up somewhere. Columnists from News Corp have demanded Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews end lockdown so they can go back to complaining he isn't doing enough. In a new clickbait rage article out today, Andrew Bolt claimed the new Stage 4 lockdown could be dangerous to the business of writing clickbait rage articles attacking everything Daniel Andrews does. Mr. Bolt said Daniel Andrews should stop doing so much to stop the coronavirus so that he could go back to writing about how Daniel Andrews needed to do more to stop the coronavirus. That's the latest Chaser News headlines. Check out chaser.com.au for all the latest news you can't trust. And now here's a roundup of all the other major stories from around the world with Charles, Nina and Dom.
Yes, thanks, Beck. This is one of our mini apps that we do twice a week. The main app, of course, drops on Friday. And it's time for this.
International Global News World Roundup.
Whole bunch of fresh news stories for you all, Charles and Nina. Now, weddings are difficult during this period. It's a tough time to get married. Even Princess Beatrice had to get married in, strangely, she left her dad out of the photos. I don't know what that was all about. But look, there are strict limits on who can be your wedding at the moment. So what one couple did to deal with this is divide their guests into groups A, B, and C. So A were definitely invited, no matter what the limit is. B was backups and C was the backup to the backup. Now, the thing is they sent out the invitations and told everyone which group they were in. So they're like, well, if you're group C, don't book the babysitter yet. Group A, we definitely want you there no matter what. Group B, yeah, a little from column A, a little from column C. Do you think that's a good strategy for dealing with this situation, like a hard limit of 40 or whatever? You tell people what group they're in.
Well, yes, but the mistake they made, I think the crucial mistake they made was telling people. Don't you think? Like, I think every wedding you sort of have the people who are, you know, the backups.
I have a secret. I've never been to a wedding.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, because you're...
Because all my friends are sluts. No, I'm kidding. because that's a joke, obviously. We just, none of us have got married.
Mid-20s, well, you don't know enough Christians. The only people I know who got married at your age were Christians. So.
True. Yeah. And also, I went to a selective school and just everyone's really professional. No one's gotten knocked up yet.
Right. Yes.
They're all making six figures, working for the big four.
When you're in your late 30s, it's just going to be nonstop.
I can't wait, wedding to be honest, Arama. Because I love free booze. And to my knowledge, that's the main thing with weddings.
It is. That's all that they're for. I mean, this, we did this,
in some ways, you could argue that this method of A, B and C is polite though, isn't it? Because it means that, you know, if you're a B-list, you sort of, you know, to save the date. Save-ish the date. And it's sort of, and it's also, it's just more honest, isn't it? Like if you're a C-list, you sort of go, you probably agree with that assessment.
I mean, we all did it, didn't we? I mean, for my wedding, there were people who had to come there and then people invited kind of late in the piece.
Yeah, because
didn't get to Nina, unfortunately.
that's the whole thing with weddings is there's this whole social dance.
Yeah, I was actually planning to bring that up, Dom, and I'm actually quite insulted.
Half the people at any given wedding are there only because you're sort of obliged to invite them. There were only about six people at my wedding. I had about 150 people at the wedding that I actually liked out of everyone.
Yeah.
Was Dom one of them or?
No, not even my wife was one of them.
but maybe what they should have done is had like instead of group A, B and C, like group A 1 and Alpha or something, so that everyone felt like they were in the top group.
Yes. Oh,
yeah. I reckon they should have been called best friends forever, and best friends five ever. And that way you would have just, you would have nailed it.
Your wedding's going to be amazing. Can I be best friend five ever? Whatever that is.
I think we're I think you're just best friends forever. Sorry.
I think we're going to be D.
There's best friends five ever, and then there's D.
And then there's work for them on a podcast. So, heading to Italy now. The famous.
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. We didn't get to the best part, which is what would you do if you were on the sea list?
What would you do?
Hang on.
So, what would you do, though, if you got the wedding invitation like this and it said, look, there's A, B, and C. You're C. What do you do after that?
Clearly, what you do is you got to go around and start knocking off the B's and the A's, don't you?
Oh, no, I cut my losses. I'd be, like, blocked and I'd mute them on all social media and I'd never speak to them again.
You would, except that a day or two before, like, everyone's free all the time now because of COVID.
Yeah.
If someone said, hey, you can come to the party, look, I'm sorry, I know you're a bit offended, but there's booze, you'd just be like, yes.
Yes.
That is true. That is true.
And you wouldn't even mind if you, like, if you broke some stuff and made a scene and, you know, hit on the bride, as happened in one wedding that we're aware of, which I won't go to more details about, it wouldn't matter because you're group C, so they started it. Yeah. They started it.
I love it.
Let's head to Venice now, in Italy, of course, and look, a popular tourist destination. The gondolas of Venice, the little boats that they pole around. There's a pole and a guy in a striped shirt singing to you for, you know, as you go along. And but they've reduced their capacity. They've cut the numbers. I think it's from 6 down to 5. The reason it's not COVID or social distancing is because tourists are getting fatter. And an industry rep told a local paper, I love this quote, that going forward with over half a ton of meat on board is dangerous. What do you think? Is that a sensible solution?
I think they should take the meat off the boat and then they could fit even more people on. I don't know why these boats are carrying big slabs of meat.
Butcher's gondola, yeah.
I think they should have gone down the American path and just as people grew bigger, make bigger vehicles. So just have a sort of SUV of gondolas.
And then they could say, we're going to need a bigger boat.
Oh, I like that.
From Jaws?
Yeah.
That's a movie from the 80s. I'm not sure if you guys were around.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
It was actually from the 70s.
Was it actually? Yeah,
1979.
Oh, I was close. I was close.
But look, this is a problem. I mean, in Australia, I heard on the news just this week that we've been putting on weight, like, en masse, so to speak, during COVID. No one's been exercising.
Yes.
What's going to change? What do you think rules will change post-COVID because we're all such fatties?
Is that why they've reduced the capacity on the buses? Because the buses now only take 22 people per load.
So
is that because we're
here,
so fat?
Yeah, because it can't take more than one of us. Yeah, it could be.
That makes sense.
I mean, but to be fair, they have stopped us going out on walks. I guess we can go out on walks, but then you like got to wear a mask.
But why would you?
Nah. Yeah, that's true.
Why and also, you? I've done the whole of Brighton. So boring.
Now, speaking of putting on weight, Domino's, this is an interesting marketing move. They're giving away 100 free pizzas to women called Karen. The idea, you know, we'll reclaim Karen. It's got a bad rep lately. So if you go to Domino's, show them your driver's license, you can get a free pizza. My question to you, should some Karens get free pizza just because other Karens have behaved badly? Is that fair?
Well, hang on. I just want to go back to the driver's license things because real Karens would identify as travellers. So already it's a problem.
Yeah, that's right. But no, it doesn't make any sense because you do know that Karens aren't called Karen. Like most Karens, like Karen is the original Karen, right? Like all the people who've been yelling at Bunnings warehouse people and Kmart people, they're not actually called Karen.
Surely some of them are.
They're called Kerry.
No, they've just got normal names. That's just like it's a very confusing thing that the Domino's have done, haven't they?
Well, but that, presumably they think that actual Karens have been stigmatised.
Oh, stigmatised.
And they've had to suffer.
Right.
They've been oppressed.
In the same way that we look down on you, Charles, because of Prince Charles.
But doesn't this therefore suggest that they're sort of siding with the Karens and they're at risk in this environment of being immediately cancelled from all platforms if they were to do that. In fact, in some ways, this is the first sort of step and into a long domino effect, you'd like to say. Well,
but also, there's an obvious flaw in the system too, which is that if you have this system open, surely Karens will come to the Domino's, refuse to show their ID, to speak to the manager, and they get a free pizza anyway.
That is genius.
And surely that encourages more Karens to act badly so other Karens can benefit. Just take one for the team. So I feel like we're going to have a Karen pandemic.
Yeah, yes. It's a snowballing Karen team.
Karen team.
But aren't we all Karen sometimes? I mean, so we've been stigmatising this sort of behaviour, and appropriately so, but hasn't everyone just chucked a little hissy fit at some point and, you know.
What,
I mean,
and,
you
then,
have,
and then videoed it and uploaded it to YouTube and proudly proclaimed it? No. No, I don't think we have. Have I? I don't think I've ever done that.
You haven't ever got stroppy, Charles. Have
no,
you not
I
been to the pub with
not.
Yourself?
Do you know who you're talking to, Dom? Do you know who you're talking to? I demand to see your boss right now.
And that's it for this mini episode of The Chaser Report. You can check out chaser.com.au, the very, very tiny place where Charles is actually the boss. Or you can check out The Chaser on TikTok, on Instagram, or just remember when we used to be good back in the mid-2000s. Catch you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.